In the stillness, she discerned the faint but familiar rumblings of lions, detected their distinctive scent on a slight breeze, and noticed that several people in front of the group were gazing ahead. When she looked, she saw something move. Suddenly, the cats, hidden by the grass, seemed to jump into clear focus. She could make out 2 young and 3 or 4 adult cave lions. As she started moving forward, she reached with one hand for her spear thrower, fastened to a carrying loop on her belt, and with the other for a spear from the holder hanging on her back.
"Where are you going?"
Jandalar asked. She stopped.
"There are lions up ahead, just beyond the split in the trail," she said under her breath.
Jandalar turned to look and noticed movement that he interpreted as lions now that he knew what to look for. He reached for his weapons as well.
"You should stay here with Janela. I'll go."
Ayla glanced down at her sleeping baby, then looked up at him.
"You're good with the spear thrower, Jandalar, but there are at least 2 cubs and 3 grown lions, probably more. If the lions think the cubs are in danger and decide to attack, you'll need help, someone to back you up, and you know I'm better than anyone except you."
His brow furrowed again as he paused to